postcard from Swanage. The water sparkles here, splashes the seawall. Flags and boats ring like bells. I saw a small blue butterfly on the hill above town, and I rode the steam train yesterday. I read in cafes and people watch afternoons from the prom without getting sand in my shoes. I walk the pier like that woman in the film, pause at its end. I'm avoiding fossils. There's so many gathering dust on the shelf at home. I know you would love the pier, so safe and high. It's like looking back to everyday things, but from a distance, bright sea dancing below my feet. Wish you were here.
Where did you go on holiday?
We live on holiday. We live in somewhere where it is like a holiday place. People come here for their holidays.
Well, I like a good camping holiday. Like, we're actually going camping to Slapton Sands, do you know? You'd like it there. It's down near Totnes, that sort of way.
Yeah.
We're camping with some friends who've also got kids the same age. It's by the beach. It's lovely.
Seagull. This one is Bruiser, one-legged on the crow's nest telephone pole. After tides and cold air, his blue miles are scaled down. Ah, and how he rules the garden, a mighty overlord. This one has yellow ice glance, his feathers smart and strong. But with a belly full of plastic, his soaring is almost done. Ah, and how he dreams of fishes in saltwater flight.
The Brave Kingfisher. There was once a wild woodland with tall trees and lush undergrowth, providing habitats and homes for many different animals. The forest flourished for many years until eventually the climate changed. The summers became hot and dry and the woodland began to wither in the heat. Then, one year, a spark ignited a fire amongst the dried twigs and dead leaves of the forest floor. Fanned by the breeze, it quickly became a wildfire, roaring through the trees and burning everything in its path. All the woodland creatures had to flee for their lives, running or flying, crawling or slithering, each according to their kind. They gathered on the far side of the forest, beside a large lake. Then suddenly, the animals saw a blur of movement and a flash of colour. It was Kingfisher, dipping down his beak into the water, then flying back to the forest to release a drop of water onto the flames. The other animals scoffed at his actions. "What good will a little drop of water do against a huge hot fire?" they said. But Kingfisher paused, mid-air, and then replied, "I'm doing what I can." The power of those words had an immediate effect. All the other creatures began to help. Badger soaked his fur in the lake, then shook out a shower in the fire. Squirrel filled acorn cups with water and flung them into the flames. Adder flicked droplets from his forked tongue into the fire. Everyone was doing what they could. But still, it was hardly making any difference against that raging inferno. However, where the water hit the fire, steam rose up into the air and began to cool and condense into a small cloud. Soon that little cloud was joined by others, all squashing and squeezing together, and then, with a clap of thunder, rain began to fall from the sky, quickly becoming a heavy downpour, which extinguished the sizzling flame.
The first sea swim of the year is filled with promise.